Happy Tuesday, everyone out there in Radio Land. How you doing today? My name is Linda Sims, and the name of my program is called A Voice of a People. This is WGH Talk. We also stream live on the web, www.1071.com. Now, if you would like to download a free app called TuneIn, which you can find in your Play Store, and once you download it, please search WWGH. If you would like to call in during a live broadcast, which we are doing today, please call 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or would like to make any comments according to the subject we will be talking about. Now let me share with you some things, like who faithfully supports the Voice of a People. We have Inspect Ohio LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 30 years of experience working for you. The owner, Cheryl Lee. The location is LaRue, Ohio. Number there is 740-262-0939. We also have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, who is my guest today, and I'm so excited to have her. She's such a busy woman, so I have to kind of pray her away so she can spend some time with us. Their location is 582 Lee Street here in Marion, Ohio. Phone there is 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement every third Saturday of every month, free produce. This one will take place September the 17th. It begins at 12 noon until 2 p.m. And I'd also like to start my show off with a thought for today. And that thought is titled, Think First. Somehow I got away from it. Just bear with me. Still the same Linda. Okay. Oh, but thank you for tuning in to my show. This is our first day. My first day Facebook Live, and this is the way I will be coming to you from now on. So hopefully you hang in there and be one of my favorite listeners from this time forward. And let other people know that we are Facebook Live at this time. The thought is, think first. Every action has an equal and opposite reaction, whatever I do. When all is said and done, I do for or to myself, perhaps I should think before I perform actions, because after the seed of action is sown, I have to reap the fruit. Moreover, I do not receive only one fruit for every seed sown. I often get a whole crop, good or bad, according to the action or seed. Isn't that something? Sometimes we always like the good, don't we, Pastor Jackie?
That's it. Wow. You just said a mouthful right there. That was just awesome. To think first. Thank you, Miss Linda, for having me today.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
While you were reading that, boy, just my mind just began to just think. I mean,
right.
Of all the times where I did not think first, just actions. And I always tell people, though, whatever you sow, that's what you're going to reap.
Right.
And that's a principle. I mean, not even just for believers, you know, but that's a principle for anybody.
Yes.
If you sow apples, you're going to get an apple tree.
Right.
You know, so, but think first. Wow. I know you can think about some times when you didn't think first, and the repercussions of not waiting and not thinking, I'm sure that's just wow.
And that's so true. And we always like the good when it's coming, you know, in abundance, you know. Oh, look at what's happening for me.
Absolutely.
All this good stuff, you know. But when the bad comes in abundance and you're like, well, why is everything happening to me? And I've been there.
Yeah.
Nothing works for me. You know, what's going on, Lord?
I know. There's tests, you know. God will put us through a test, but then there's some things that we made happen.
Yes.
With our actions. So, wow. When you were reading that, I'm thinking, oh my gosh.
Yes, just, I'm sure those who are listening are, makes them think too. And that's the whole purpose of a thought for today.
Absolutely.
To help keep.
Well, you had a good thought. That
yes.
was a great thought.
It helps keep me aligned. I'm serious.
Absolutely.
They just really do.
And just think about it. When you were younger, you didn't, we went on impulse. Whatever our flesh wanted to do, whatever felt good to us, we just kind of went with it. But the older you get, then you begin to just settle yourself down. You beat the flesh back and like, wait a minute, this is not. You're going to affect not just you, but
yes.
other people is going to be affected by your actions. So
true.
And
so.
I think we need to do that. I don't think we're doing that anymore in the world. Just it's whatever I want to do, me, myself, and I. But there's other people that's around you.
Yes.
Yeah. It's
yes.
called not being selfish.
That's true.
Even
that's
in
true.
Driving, it amazes me. It's like, you're not the only person out here driving, where people drive sometimes. It's like they're the only people on the road, There's somebody beside you. There's somebody in front of you and behind you. So you got to be cautious. But, we need to think
right,
about
sure
actions.
Just can't hop in your car and drive.
That's right. That's right. I'm sorry to take over, but when you
that's
read
okay.
that, it's like, wow, that's a good one.
Yes, it is a good one. I'm glad you did.
You have to send that to me so I can
will.
Use it.
I will. I'm glad you did take over. That's why you're here. You're my guest today. We want your input.
Thank
Absolutely.
You for having me. It's been a while, but thank you so much.
You're so welcome. Yeah. And I want you to introduce yourself a little more than I have.
Oh, sure. My name is Jackie Peterson, and I am the senior pastor of Logos Christian Ministries. And we are located at 582 Lee Street here in Marion, on the west side of Marion. And we've been there now for... I've been pastoring for 13 years. We've only been there on Lee Street since, I think, 2000 and maybe 14. So we're just grateful to be a voice here in the city. Miss Linda did mention one of our ongoing announcements. It's about our fresh produce pantry. We do have it every third Saturday of every month, April through December. We don't function in the winter time because it's pretty hard for us to get that big truck down the road sometime when it's icy and all.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, Scott Spears there?
Oh, no. He's not here.
Is he going to be on the radio later today?
I have no idea. My days are Wednesday and Thursday at 10 to noon.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I'll give him a holler tomorrow then.
Well, not at the same time though, because I'm on.
Right.
Okay.
Right. He'll be on from 8 to 10 tomorrow or?
Maybe.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye. Oh, well. He was looking for somebody else, but that's okay.
Okay. That's what happened when you go live.
Yes.
You never know what's going to happen. And Miss Linda, you have to tell him this is your very first day
yes.
of Facebook Live. So, Miss Linda and I, we're seniors, so sometimes this technology, it doesn't quite work the way we think it work. It's us. It's the users. It's not the technology.
That's
so,
true.
Yeah,
that's
you got to
so
let
true.
People know this is your first day live.
First day, yes.
I'm proud of you, and I'm glad that you hung in there.
I need a lot of forgiveness, right?
Right. Show grace. Yeah.
Right.
Show us some grace today.
Yes,
so,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I was saying that the produce pantry, that's one of our ongoing things that we do. Not things, but ministry. And unfortunately, this past Saturday, we had a family emergency, and we had to cancel because a lot of the people that work our pantry, they're part of the ministry, but they're part of the family, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, but by the grace of God, we're hoping that we'd be back the third Saturday in September, and we're not only going to be giving away fresh produce, but we're going to have some beef that we're going to be giving away.
Okay.
So we want people to come. It's from 12 to 2, so please make your way out. I tell you, our last produce was in July. It was so awesome. We had such a great produce. I think we had more families that we served than we've ever served before.
Right.
So it's expanding, and that's what we want to happen. We want an expansion. So we want the community to come out and partake of it. We have some shout out to Mid-Ohio Pantry, Food Pantry. They are our suppliers, and we are happy to be able to serve the community in this way. You said, tell me more about myself. Well, ministry-wise, we had a back-to-school festival, and that was awesome. We had it in July. I tell you, it was so much fun. Right there on the west side of Marion, we had lots of children to show up. We were giving away free undergarments. We had some book bags. We had some feminine things to give away for the girls. We had toothbrushes and toothpaste, but it was just an awesome festival. I tell you, the best part of the festival, we had the big bouncies also,
right,
was the cakewalk. You know, now that's really old fashioned.
Yes, it is.
But it was the best. I tell you, the kids loved it. The adults loved it. So we're just over on the west side trying to make a difference is what we're trying to do as a small congregation. But we're doing, I think, big things to help in the community. Mm-hmm. So I invite you to come to the produce pantry and be served.
Absolutely. Be served. Yeah. I remember when you first came here with your, you know, along with your ministry, and I think you started up at TV 39.
We did.
And I just look at how the Lord has evolved you.
Absolutely.
As a woman of God and your church and your congregation.
Yeah.
I mean, God is just, he's awesome.
Phenomenal. He's
awesome.
Yes, he is. And we started out with 7 members down at the TV station, and then we began to grow, you know, and then we left, and we moved on Main Street. No, 196 South Prospect.
Right, right.
Yeah, we were there for a while. And then we moved into our building where we could do real ministry,
yes,
different things.
Yes.
We started, you know, like our youth ministry, women's ministry, men's ministry, choir ministry, all of that. So I'm just so grateful, you know.
Amen.
And to be back home in Marion. I'm grateful to be here. You know, I graduated high school here. And,
right.
And for the Lord to bring me back was, it was first, I was like, no, that's not God talking to me. But, you know, you have to be obedient to the voice of
God. Yes,
you
do. Yes, you do.
And I was obedient, and we moved, and moved my family and I moved here. And we were trying to operate without me moving here for 5 years. I drove back and forth from Columbus back to Marion.
Okay.
You know, every Thursday night I had to be here for Bible study. Then I would turn around on Friday because I was working in Columbus. I had a daycare. But I would go back on Thursday, turn around on Friday nights after I got done, and come back to Marion so I could get ready for ministry on Sunday.
Right.
Because I had to have meetings or something on Saturday.
Right,
so I did that for 5 years. And I didn't feel like I was a part of the community. I really was not pastoring. I feel like an evangelist, moving in and out.
Right.
You know? So the Lord, he honored my request. And we had an opportunity to purchase a home and to move here. And that's that story. But my poor husband has to drive back and forth to Columbus for work. So,
well, I guess, you know, that's a little better than both of you having to do
that. Oh, absolutely.
That, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I'm so grateful for him because he knows the importance of ministry.
Yes.
He knows the importance of being called by God to do something, because he could have put up a fight and said, no way am I moving back to Marion.
Right.
No, you know, he never lived here in Marion, but no way, you know. But I'm just grateful. I give a shout out to my husband that he honors the call on my life. So,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's beautiful. And then, you know, the Lord just had it all set up for you.
Yeah.
Whether
did.
We know it or not.
Right. Because I didn't think, I'm like, now there's no way that God wants me to move back to me.
But he didn't bring you back the same as you left.
Absolutely he didn't. I left here broken and not knowing really who I was and afraid and just timid. And boy, he took me away for 20, almost 30 years, 25 plus years. And he molded me to who he needed me to be for such a time as this.
Absolutely.
You know, people don't understand who God really is. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. So if we just give to him, he'll work it out.
Yes.
He's perfection. He knows how to perfect us. So I'm grateful that he sent me away so I could really learn ministry, so I could really know find out who he really is.
And right.
took away that fear factor. Now, I'm still afraid of dogs. You got to work on me with that. So, man, I see a dog, and it's so funny because my niece, I was at her house the other day. She has a little tiny puppy, but I mm-hmm. just like, don't get on me, please.
Right,
I had to
right.
put him away, and I was like, I felt bad. So I'm like, well, let him come out just as long as he doesn't jump on me, okay?
Right,
so pray for me with that.
Right. You know, well, everyone doesn't like dogs jumping on them, yeah. you know, or cats
I don't like
rubbing up
being
your
around cats. No, I'm just, when it comes to those, I mean.
Or licking you,
yeah.
you know, like.
Man, I can pray off demons and all, but when it comes to those two things in my life, you know, I guess I'm like Paul. Paul had that thorn in his flesh, and he mm-hmm. prayed and asked God to take it away, and
right.
he said, my grace is sufficient for thee. Mm-hmm. So I just feel like God's grace is sufficient when it comes to those two areas of my life of cats and dogs. I just can't. I mean, I remember one time I was trapped inside of the church for hours because there was a dog outside and I needed to go out. And he just wouldn't go away. And I was like, if I open the door, he's going to run after me.
Oh my.
So I was like, so I had to call the neighbors because it was a loose dog. And
right.
you know.
And they can smell fair.
Yeah. Yeah, so I called the neighbor, and the neighbor called the dog pound, and they got him. I'm like, oh, my God, Jackie, you're just awful.
But you didn't know.
You don't know. Stray dog, and I was like, if I don't get in the car quick enough, he's going to get me. And then every time I hear about a dog attacking someone, it just brings that fear even the more. So, yeah.
I get it.
Yeah, you get it, yeah.
I get it, yes. I absolutely do, and I'm not there yet. I don't need a dog or cat for a companion.
Yeah.
My
yeah.
children are always trying to give me one. I'm going to get you a little one you can fit in your purse. I'm not there yet. I still have to take care of it.
That's for my husband. He said, all I wanted was a dog. You didn't let me have a dog. I'm like, it's me or the dog. So he chose me.
Amen. Amen. That's what it should have been about, right?
Oh, gosh. Yes.
Wow. Hey, I understand men like pets.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, they do.
He knew. My mind wasn't there. My spirit wasn't there, and he just knew. So.
Right, absolutely. Let us know about some community involvements that you're involved in, because you're just a busy, busy woman and a pastor and a mother and grandmother.
I serve on quite a few boards. Mm-hmm. You and I serve on the Marian Minority Commission, which is quarterly, and we try to bring in the city officials of the city and all, and even some county, like the sheriff and all, just from a minority perspective, like what's going on, you mm-hmm, know, like mm-hmm. where the jobs are, you know, and just a lot of things when it comes to the minority perspective. I'm a part of that. I'm a part of the United Way board.
Right.
I'm a Habitat of Humanity board member. I'm a part of the Marion Area Transit board member, and I recently just became a new board member for the Marion Community Foundation. So I'm stretched.
How did you find time?
Thin. I just feel like I want to give back to the community, and mm-hmm. those boards that I am on, they are community driven.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's what I'm drawn to is community base. You know, I'm like a loud person, but I get in so I can hear what's going on in the community. How can I help? How can
right.
our church be a part of what's happening?
Right, right.
And I just believe that's why God sent me back here, not to come and be complacent and to sit, but
right, right.
to bring a voice, to bring a different voice, a different perspective maybe mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. to the community. So those are the things that I'm actively involved in. I have my first board meeting. Oh, I forgot. I'm a part of the Ohio Health Board also.
Okay. At least they don't meet the same time.
No,
right?
They don't meet the same
or
time.
The same
like,
week.
Once a month. You know, I can get them. Yeah. So my husband's like, are you kidding me? I'm like, oh, okay, I'll be okay, you know. So a couple of them I'm getting ready to fall off, you
okay.
know, because I've spent my term there, but it's been exciting.
Good.
Term there, like the United Way, phenomenal mm-hmm. helping mm-hmm. the community. So I should be coming off that board here pretty soon next year in March, I think. But I'm thankful, And I'm honored. It's an honor to be a part of these different entities. It is an honor. And
I'm sure it is.
I don't boast about anything. I'm honored that the Lord would even allow me to have a voice, you know, that give me space. You know, it's not to beat my chest. I'm a part of all of this. That's
right.
Not why I'm there. I'm there to be a help. I'm always there to be a help in what way I can help, and to translate that to the people that I serve, the church that I serve. Sometimes people miss. They miss things. But if my voice is, if I'm out there and I can see what's happening, I can give, and they can give it to their family, and their family, and they pass
That's
it
true.
On. It's a community. It's all about community-based.
It is. It is.
Absolutely.
It is.
And communities all over, I feel now, they're hurting. There's division. There's strife. And it's left up to us. The Bible says, seek peace among all men. So it's left up to us, those leaders, to try to, you know, seek peace. Seek peace. So I'm grateful.
Yeah, there is a lot going on, a lot of contention amongst people, you know, and that's the reason why we have a voice of a people, same perspective,
yeah.
to give a voice to those
yeah.
who don't have a voice, you
yeah.
know, let people know what's going on in their community
right.
and how they can help, how they can come and be a part, because
right.
there's just so much going on so fast,
so
you know.
Fast, and it's fast, it's really
yes,
fast.
Yes, really and fast, it makes
and
your head
yeah,
spin.
Yeah, your voice... Let your voice be heard, but then yet let's keep respect also.
Yes,
there's
also.
Where the line is drawn, where if we don't agree, then we're, you know, there's just a lot of fighting going on. The Bible says, come let us reason together.
Yes.
You have your opinion, I may have my opinion, but then let's still respect each other.
Right, because I'm entitled to my opinion.
I'm entitled to
as
my
you
opinion.
Are
as
yours,
you're entitled
you know?
To your opinion. So let's go on. I mean,
yes.
but not... There shouldn't be violence because of our opinion. We shouldn't be doing that, you know?
No, we shouldn't.
Yeah, what are we teaching our children?
Hmm.
Our children, that's one of my focus also is on the...
On the youth.
On the youth of the community. What are we doing to try to make sure that our youth are safe? I mean, we pray for them every day.
Mm-hmm.
Back several years ago, I had a Facebook Live, like you're doing
right
now.
Right.
And I was on praying for our youth every day. I prayed for them every day, and people would join me with praying. And we can't stop praying for our youth.
No, we can't.
They're in a different time and season than us. They're dealing with different things than what we deal with. So those of us that know prayer, we have to pray fervently without ceasing. So that's what we need to do. My heart goes out to our young people. It really does.
Yes, mine too. Absolutely.
Because yeah.
I have grandsons, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they're, one's in his early 30s, and one just turned 26. And
wow.
the baby boy, he just left for college last
wow.
Thursday.
So those are young adults.
Yes,
yeah.
young adults,
yeah,
you know.
Young
and
adults. So.
They're just as vulnerable as anyone else
yeah,
out there in
absolutely.
This world. And,
absolutely.
You know, the blood of Jesus cover
yeah,
you and take care of you, Lord.
That's what I pray, because I got grands and great-grands. They're not
right.
here in the city, but I'm praying for them every day that the blood would cover them.
Yes,
you know, because
yes.
it's unfortunate, but everybody doesn't believe, and everybody's,
no.
they're not in their right mind.
No, they're
so
not.
So we have to pray for the covering of our children.
Yes.
And we still got to teach them. We still got to train them
yes.
up. And my desire is that our community, that we really find something for our children,
mm-hmm.
our young people, to do. Because all young people don't do sports.
No, they do not.
All young people aren't academically with A's and B's.
Nope.
But we've got to find a balance. We've got to find something where they can draw to. You know, when we were coming up, we had this youth centers and stuff. You know, we'd
so much
out.
To do, it
there
seemed
a,
like we did.
Yeah,
growing
you know, they
up.
Had the skating rink
yes.
and all. And I don't know, the skating rink may still be here, but it was back in the day, man. It was really
more accessible.
It was
too,
more accessible.
I think. Yeah.
Absolutely. So we just got to put our heads together and figure it out.
Yes, absolutely. And our youth are, they are. Our future.
They are our future.
You know,
they're
it's
future.
Very important that we help to lead and guide them the right way,
yeah.
the best that we can anyway.
Yeah. yeah.
And it takes a community to do
it
that.
It takes a community to raise, it takes a village.
Yes.
That
a
old
village.
Proverb, it takes
yes.
a village. So We just got to hang in there and listen to their voice. What is it that they want?
So important.
We always, as old people, we always want to get up and talk for them. What is it that they really want?
Yes.
You know? The other thing that we're doing, our church, we received a Marion Community Foundation grant, you know, way prior before I was even on the board last year. And it's a new grant that they brought together, and it's called the Racial Equity Grant.
Okay.
So we had an opportunity to get some funding so that we could take some children down to visit HBCUs. So that's going to be happening in October. We've got 15 children of color that we're going to be taking, and they're going to be looking at the perspective of how it is here and how it is there. And we're going to be flying them down.
Some
of our children have never even flown before, so that's going to be an experience. We want them to experience life, something different.
Yes.
And they're going to come back and they're going to give reports on what they did. You know, they're going to be gone for a week. They're still going to have to do their homework. And also, for us chaperones, we got our hands full, but we are so excited.
Of course.
We've already had our first orientation with the parents back in July, and next week we're going to have our second orientation. That's going to be basically talking about safety, you know, how to travel, what's expected, and all of that. So, and then we're going to have another meeting in September, going to put the final touches on it, how they're going to use their iPads. Shout out to Ohio Extension there, helping us with some iPads for the kids so they can be able to record and take pictures and all of that of what's happening, you know, what's going on and how they can report. And we're going to come back and give a wonderful report on what they've done. So
we're excited
about that.
That sounds exciting. And after they're excited. Wow. Yeah. And then get on the plane for the first time.
Yeah.
What an experience.
Yep.
I'm praying for an excellent pilot.
Absolutely. And no delays because, you know, the transportation has been kind of bad with the airlines. You know, people have been stranded. So we're going to have 15 kids and 6 chaperones, and we want to make sure that everything runs smoothly. So we've been praying and all. So we're just, we're grateful. But that's a new grant. It was a new grant, and we applied for it, and Logos Ministries got a good chunk of it.
Well, praise God for that. Yes. What an exciting adventure that you're on. Doing a lot. So much, Pastor Jackie.
We are.
I know you did not see this vision.
I did not.
You know, God, He had this all planned out for you.
I did not.
And your congregation, you know. Yeah. So much comes with obedience.
Obedient, it does. Just obey Him. Just praise Him. Just lift Him up. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men.
Yes, He will.
And I'm hoping that by me lifting Him up, that people would come to Christ. That's the ultimate goal.
Isn't it?
Come to Christ. We've got many people walking the streets that don't know Jesus. So I'm trying to be a light. I'm not out there trying to be showing my politics and anything like that. I'm just trying to be a light.
Right.
I'm trying to be a light and an example so that people can see Christ in me.
And draw.
And draw.
Draw people.
He said, if I be lifted up.
Yes.
He'll draw them.
Right.
Not if Jackie be lifted up.
Right, right.
But if I be lifted up.
Mm-hmm.
I think we have to be careful that when we find ourselves in different things, different organizations, that we don't come get what my mom used to call the big head.
Right, the big head.
You know? It's not about you.
Yeah, right.
Some things are about you, you and God. Some things He works personally out with you. But then when you're talking about serving people, sometimes you have to deny yourself. And you got to serve the people.
Yes, you do.
And that can be taxing sometimes. I do it every week. I serve the people. When I go to preach the Word of God, teach the Word of God, I'm serving the people of God. I'm lifting Him up so that they can go back out.
Yes.
The fivefold ministry.
And lift up somebody else. Yes.
Lift up somebody else.
Right.
Yeah. It's not for us just to hold it in, get all fat off the Word of God and not deliver it, not give it out.
Right.
And with love.
Yes,
we have to be
love.
Careful because sometimes Christians, it's like, you're a Christian?
Right.
What kind of Christian are you?
No love.
No love. With loving kindness have I drawn thee. And I tell you something, I'm kind of shaking my head like, I don't know about that. And the world, too, it's like, what kind of God do you serve? We're hateful, we're grouchy, you know, everybody have their day.
Of course we do.
But you still, I tell people all the time, When you leave the presence of a person, what have you left?
Yes.
What odor have you left behind? What have you left when you leave the presence? And there's two things you cannot take back. That's words and time. Once you put them words out there.
They're out there.
They're out there. No matter how you say, I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. And we do have bad days, but I tell people all the time, stop. We got to breathe. What did you say about
Think first.
Think first.
My mother was so big on that. Think before you speak.
Think before you speak. But sometimes it just, some people can take us there.
Yes, absolutely.
But even with them taking you there, you got to make sure that you say the right words. We can rebuke.
Yes.
Exalt, though. You got to exalt them.
Yes.
Reprove, rebuke, exalt with all long suffering.
That's true.
It takes time to do that. You have to teach yourself how to do that.
Yes, you do.
Because sometimes we want to react right away. You say something to me that I don't like, I'm going to say something back to
you
that I don't like. Sometimes you just have to take it in and then speak life. My prayer has been, God, help me to speak life and not damnation over people.
That's true.
So sometimes I keep silent. I don't say anything because I may not agree with what you're saying, and you're saying something that's really despicable, I have to just stop before I say something and allow the Spirit of God to give me what to say, because you always got to be a witness. Because the first thing they're going to say is, oh, I thought you was Christian, after you've unloaded on them.
I thought
I am a Christian, but you can still, I can say, you can put people, like they say, in their place without killing them with your tongue.
Yes, absolutely.
You can do that. You have to learn how to do it. You have to teach yourself how to do it.
Teach yourself, right. Talk to yourself.
Talk to yourself. You sometimes have to talk yourself off the ledge.
Yes, you do.
They'll take you there, but you don't want to always be going there.
No. I know, like you said, we're seniors, and we're seasoned, and we have learned and matured from a lot of things.
Even though
those things are still out there for us to go the wrong way or get all over upset. But we're not there because we want to edify. We want to build up. We want to show God's love. And that's what a believer is.
That's what they are. We are ambassadors.
For Christ.
Ambassadors for Christ. We represent Christ.
Yes.
We represent Christ.
Yes, we do.
Sometimes, like, you remember those bands used to wear, What Would Jesus Do?
Yes.
And some people would have a whole arm full of those bands, and they just acting up. I'm like, you need to take those off, because that's not, I don't think, what Jesus would do.
Right. You haven't even considered the matter, right? Just wearing the bands,
you know, we'll jump on board of a lot of things and don't really know what we're saying and what we're doing. But
haven't even considered.
Yeah, but he says, consider your ways. The word of God is written mostly for us, the saints.
It is
just a small portion for the sinners, but most of it is pointed toward us.
Yes, it is.
How are you acting? How are you doing? What are you saying? What are you not doing? What are you supposed to be doing? So it's a constant with me. It's a constant of God. Show me me.
Yes.
Show me me.
Yes.
How can I get do
change
better?
Change me if I need change to change,
Change me if
Lord.
I need to change, you know.
Help me.
Take out those ways that's not like you, you know. Just like David. I cry out sometimes. I really do.
I'm sure you do. I know I do.
When I think I got it, Miss Linda, I don't have it.
No, we don't.
I'm like, oh, I thought I was over that, or I thought I could do this. But, yeah, that's why he says pray without ceasing.
Yes. We do nothing of our own.
Nothing.
And that's something that is hard for us as human beings to realize, or the phantom, you know. Yeah. We do nothing on our own.
Nothing. But when we do it on our own,
it's a mess.
We find out that, you're right, we've messed up. God will allow us.
Yes, he will.
I will, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But that's why I say, let your will be done. Because I don't want Jackie's will to be done.
No way.
I may have told somebody off, but no, let your will be done.
And it can be in your heart.
And even in your heart. Yes. If you think it, you've already messed up.
Yes,
you know. So
yes.
I'm like, let this mind be in me, which is also in Christ Jesus.
Yes,
and
yes.
Living in the world that, you know, that Satan's just out there, it takes work. And a lot of the saints, we don't want to work. They want the preacher, the pastor to do it for them.
I know.
No, it said work out your own soul salvation.
I think that's where a lot of parents have fallen into. Yeah. Passing their children on to the schools to raise them.
Yes.
And then when they get in trouble, then it's the police that got to raise them.
Then
you
it's
know?
The
then
teacher's fault.
Right.
Yeah,
I think
on.
That's where we've gotten to.
Come on, we're out of place. We need to get in place.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
One of the ministers of our church preached on Sunday, and she homed in on that. She said, where are the parents?
Right.
What are we doing? Now, not to say that your child won't mess up,
right.
But he said, train them up. And when they get old, they won't depart. In other words, put it in them.
Right.
What are you teaching them? And listen, you got to be careful what you're teaching them, too.
Yes.
You got to make
showing
sure that
them.
Yeah, and what you're showing them is not do as I say.
Right.
But they're going to do as what they're watching you do.
Yes. Oh,
what
yes.
are you doing? I say all the time, some of the parents, we owe our children an apology.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've done things and said things and act out things in front of our children that has really penetrated their spirits.
Mm-hmm.
And now, even as young youth, you know, they've seen stuff as a child. Now, as a youth, that stuff is still there.
Oh, yeah.
And they struggle.
Yes, they're acting it out.
They're acting it out. And then you say, well, I don't know where they came from. They came from you.
And what you have allowed
what
them
you've allowed
to indulge
you
in.
Stop, you have to stop your behavior. But, it's different now. Parents are different now. You know?
Yes, yes.
We're not parenting.
We're talking about a third generation from us.
Third
your
generation.
Children's children.
Yes.
You know, that's where we are right now. And it's like my children's children.
Right.
So, and
right.
they have children of their own.
That's right.
You
we're
know?
Great-grandmothers.
Yes. And it's like, well, I don't want to raise my child like my mom did. But just take the good.
Take the good.
And leave the bad.
Yeah. Because, yeah, my mom, there was things that she, the way she raised us that wasn't good. I mean, you know, but
right, I
her grandmother, I mean, her mom, my grandmother, that's because that's what they saw. But when you know better,
yes,
you got to do better.
Do better.
Bless
yes.
their hearts. That's just the way they, what they knew.
Yeah.
So they did what they knew.
But they did a pretty good job.
They did a pretty good job. We didn't turn out too bad. I
no,
don't
we
think
did.
So. Man, I said, wow. I said, I said, we were abused almost, you know. We
right.
got whippings for everything. But
yes.
now you don't, we don't, you know, we don't do
don't
that.
Touch that
don't
child.
Touch, no.
Please don't put
no.
your hands on my child, because
no.
then I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but sometimes, you know, the Bible talks about, you know, spare the rod.
Yes.
But not beat the, not, you know,
right.
to
you won't kill him. He says, you won't kill him.
You won't, no. No, you know, sometimes they make
just
they have a little, little
yeah.
smack on the butt.
Or hands.
Know? Or the
no.
hand.
Yes.
Two fingers,
right.
you know. But,
right.
Man, we got it bad. We
Didn't
got it
we?
With extension cords. And our parents are dead and gone. We can talk about it now.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? I talked to mine when she was living because
yeah.
she didn't want me to touch my children.
Right. That's what I know. Wasn't that amazing?
Yes.
Wait a minute. That's not how you did me.
Right.
But now when the grands come, oh, don't talk to them like that.
Right.
Or
they
don't
precious.
Say this. Don't. They precious now. Like, okay. All right. All right. You guys were hypocrites. No, but we loved our parents. Parents, didn't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, we did.
Yes,
but,
we did.
Yeah, but once we know better, we do better. You
okay.
know, the talks, you know, my mom didn't talk to me the way I talked to my children. You know, they didn't know how to just kiss on, you know, like my daughter
no, they
just
did not.
Kisses on me when she sees
right.
me. You know, my
right.
mom, we didn't really, we knew they loved us, but we didn't get that type of
love. I don't think
love.
They knew how.
They did because they didn't get it.
Right, they didn't know how.
My mom's mother, grandma, they were working out in the fields and trying to make a living on the plantation and stuff. And then my great-grandmother, she had just come out of slavery. So
mm-hmm.
they didn't know how to really embrace, you know. They
True,
they
did
know,
not.
You know, they loved the way they knew how to
mm-hmm.
love.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And that was in rearing us.
That was in
and
rearing
providing us. For
providing
us.
Providing for us. They made sure they had us something to eat. And then they made sure they would
close
whip
on
us.
Our back.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, they believed in that chastisement.
You better go to school. You better not get a bad report.
You better not get a bad report. If the teacher said you act up, mm-hmm. the teacher was right.
That's right.
It wasn't no talking back to the teachers and no, she's lying. And lie, you couldn't say lie.
You couldn't even say the word.
You couldn't say the word lie. So, but we understand that things have changed. You know,
yes.
We got technology. We didn't have technology back then, you know.
No.
Flying in the airplanes and stuff. You know, our people didn't fly. My mom, I think she flew maybe twice in her life. But my grandmother never flew.
I don't
so,
think my mom ever flew
yeah,
either.
Yeah. So things have changed and we have to change. But one thing about it, things may change, but God doesn't change.
No.
The methods may change.
Right.
But God doesn't change. You still have a destination you got to get to. Back in the day with Jesus,
yes.
they went on camels and they went on by foot. But now we still have a destination. We can go by train, plane, cars, buses. But
right.
you still have some place to go.
Yes.
And that's
absolutely.
Why I say God's word's not going to change.
No.
But
praise
the method,
God for that.
The method that by we go by, even delivering it,
yes.
may change. So,
yes.
you know. So, yeah.
Now, I know you've talked about the trip for historical black colleges
yes.
for the youth.
Yes.
What else do you have coming up?
I'm thinking usually by when the year's kind of winding down, which October, November, December, we usually is just doing things with the church. And I know that our youth are planning in October, they're planning a Hallelujah Night.
Okay.
They're going to be doing that, and they probably going to be on the grounds over there. November, well, this isn't our church, but the IMA. Which I'm the president of the IMA. I forgot to tell you that.
Lest we forget, right?
God is good.
Yes, he is.
But the day before Thanksgiving, the IMA is going to be sponsoring another drive-through dinner. It's
okay. going
to be at Logos, so they'll get an opportunity to drive through and get their meal. And the good thing about this is the Marion Area Transit is they supported us last year
okay.
with transportation for those that don't have transportation. They're going to have transportation for them to come to get their
that's
meal.
That's beautiful.
So we're
yes.
excited about that. So that's the day before Thanksgiving, that Wednesday. I think the time is from like 11 to 2. So since it is at our church, where IMA is sponsoring it, but it will be in our church parking lot area. So we're excited. We're always excited. It's the John W. Mays Thanksgiving dinner. Shout
okay,
out to
yes.
Elder Mays. He's gone on, but
yes.
that legacy has continued.
He it's did a lot of work.
He did a lot of work in the community, but that's continued through the IMA. And the other thing that the IMA is having, and I know I'm a part of it, but we're having our Join the Park.
Oh, okay.
Join the Park. It's the first Sunday in September. So I think September the 4th, before I say something here, September the 4th, and it's from 2 to 5, and the churches that's a part of the IMA, what we do is we sponsor the event, so there's going to be music ministry, there's going to be auctions, there's going to be dinners. We're having dinners for $10. It's out there on our Facebook page, but the dinners are $10. It's going to be ribs and chicken dinners
okay.
with the sides and all of that and the drinks, and it's going to be at the McKinley Park
okay.
from 2 to 5. And the purpose of that Join the Park is it's a fundraiser because we raise money to help us with the Thanksgiving dinner.
Okay.
And we also raise money so that at Christmas time we give back to the community. We pick, I think, like 6 families or whatever. Each church has a family that they pick.
Okay, adoptions.
And we adopt.
Right.
And we give gift cards. So that's the purpose of the Join the Park, so that we can get those funds so we can give back again to the community. So those aren't, per se, Logos Ministries, but that's a part of what I
right.
am. That's
right.
the IMA. So we're so excited. So I'm asking the community to please come out and support those efforts to Join the Park and the Thanksgiving dinner.
Thank you so much, Pastor Jackie. We are out of time. Till next time, be blessed. Thank you.
The place is WWGH.